One casualty of the war in Iraq didn't happen on the battlefield. It happened through an email sent from a high school student in Tennessee to a pen pal in Germany. The note said an exchange program was being called off because Germany doesn't support the United States in the war. From Hamburg, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In the ninth grade English class at Hamburg's Sachsenweg school, teacher Jutta Kuhn is using current events to build her students' vocabulary.
Okay, first of all, may I ask you, you had homework to do. You had to find out what friendly fire was.
Kuhn and about a dozen students in this class weren't supposed to be here right now. They were supposed to be on a Lufthansa jet headed to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, for a three-week exchange program. Kuhn had taken German kids there before and had hosted the Tennesseans in Germany. But this year, she felt the American hosts would really rather the German kids not come. The problems began when the German parents started worrying about the risks of getting on a plane to America during a U.S.-led war.
I mentioned that to my colleague over there, and she reacted somewhat funny because she answered me, if there are any anti-American feelings over there, we better not come. And I said, I didn't say anything about any anti-stuff.
Kuhn believes anti-German feelings actually led to the trip's cancellation, a sense hardened by an email one Tennessee student sent to her pen pal in Hamburg. The girl wrote in part that the exchange was called off because Germany's not backing the war.
When we found out, we were really angry. Not only disappointed, but also angry because, I mean, we knew these people and they knew us.
No one in Tennessee meant to insult the Germans.
The teacher over here is just devastated by all this.
Jim Mahanes is a spokesperson for the Rutherford County Schools. He says the American teacher, Kathy Salta-Lamaccia, didn't think it was a good idea for the German students to come.
She just didn't know if we had a group of German students come over here, since Germany is not backing the United States in the war with Iraq. Her main fear was that not anyone involved with the school system, but just some Joe Blow off the street, would make some kind of remark. She didn't want our guests, more or less, to be subjected to that.
The canceled school trip made television news in Hamburg. Last week, the respected national news magazine Der Spiegel ran a story about German kids currently studying in the U.S. that led with a girl who'd been called a Nazi and told America should bomb Germany, too. Christina Johansson's only son, Lutz, is spending the school year in a small town in Kentucky. His host father, she says, used to serve in the U.S. military and supports the war.
Lutz, as a German says, war is not the right way to solve such problems. And his host father, he compared Hussein with Hitler, of course, told him that he, as a German, should know better, or he should know best, what problems can result from such bad men. And now, I think now they don't discuss anymore about that.
She says her son is treated very well, though, and would like to stay in the U.S. longer than just this year. He's apparently learned one old American adage, be careful when you're talking religion or politics. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hamburg.